he knew he knew a bye week in the first half, so it's no rest, and I think we're kind of taking advantage of some of the Mondays we get of kind of keeping it light and getting us ready to go for a good week of practice. So we're getting on a good stretch right now. We're gonna keep going.
It feels strange at all to have a big series against Penn State. It wasn't even a team when you were a kid watching college hockey.
Yeah, they're obviously growing. They're legit contender right now, and they got some high scoring guys. And obviously they got a great rink and their crowd. They sell it every single night, so they're it's kind of turned into a little bit of a rivalry, and we're excited for that.
Is it they built it right? It sounds like that building is that as good as there is in the Big Ten?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the best places to play, and going there last year was awesome. Awesome experience, and obviously being able to play in places like Michigan and Wisconsin, obviously. So it's always great to go back there and we look forward to it.
Mike, after all the emotion last weekend and knowing Michigan was the team you were chasing, having them on your home rink, how do you guard against a letdown?
We knew last weekend was probably the biggest week probably the year so far. If we didn't come through and produce this past week, and we'd be maybe kind of fall out of the standings a little bit, but obviously last week it went well, and it's going to be a neck and neck race all the way till the end here, we got to have the weekend against Penn State.
You guys slow down Michigan, the nation's top attack. How do you keep up what you guys did defensively?
Yeah, we knew that coming in. They had one of the highest offensive numbers in power play, so they had a lot of skilled guys, and if we knew we had to beat them, we didn't want it to be a 6-5, 7-5 game. And I think they were willing to play that, and they've scored six goals at a time, and even seven. So we tighten up defensively, and we were able to do that, and we were successful over the weekend.
Does it give you guys a lot of confidence in defense when you see Adams on his game?
Yeah. I think he's someone we always trust, and he's kind of been the backbone ever since he stepped on campus, and making big saves, and always being there for kind of bailing guys out at times. And obviously you don't want to just sit there and rely on him to make about five just grade A scoring chances right on the back door, little things like that. But we know he's going to be there and supporting us and make a huge save when we need him to.
What is it about this team that you guys could stay focused even when things started kind of roller coastering for you, that you guys could just stay on that upward climb? What is it about this team?
Obviously we went through a tough stretch, but I think just not being complacent with our game right now, and obviously the last 3 weeks have gone fairly well for us, so we gotta keep it going, not get complacent, and not think we're kind of back where we should be, but in a way just keep pushing and don't sit back, but just keep going.